Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn on vacation, as I was last week. What's going on, Edward?
Not a whole lot. How was your vacation?
Relaxing. Have you ever gone on vacation alone?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Thoroughly relaxing, man.
Do what you want, whenever you want, all day.
Yeah.
It's very different than when you go at either, you know, your girlfriend, wife, whatever, or even friends, because you kind of held everybody's schedule.
Robbie and I are going to do something in the summer together, but it was a buddy of mine has a condo down there at the beach, and I went down there Saturday. If I worked that last Friday, that next Saturday. This is how relaxed my vacation was, Ed. I left the house Saturday morning at 11 a.m. to go down to the beach. I didn't actually leave Baltimore until about 9. I just meandered away around all day long. Just went somewhere, smoked a cigar. I think I had lunch with Scott. Just hanging out all day. And then 9 o'clock, I said, yeah, let me hit the road. Hit the road, got there like 11:30, close to 12. No traffic at all, naturally. And the only time I got up by appointment the entire week was the Monday, because Hod got fired that Friday before. So Joe texted me, can you come on? No problem. I get it. That's the only time I got up by appointment. Every other day was like, yeah, whatever. Went and played golf, 3 rounds of it. It was just one of those weeks. What did I accomplish? Relaxation. That's it.
That's a big deal. Seriously, it's very hard. It sounds like it's really hard to find relaxation right now. Life's busy, man.
Then I got back and I had to move.
That's relaxing.
That's not. It's not. No, it's not. But you know what I did, though? I hired movers.
Oh, of course. Nobody over 30 should be moving their furniture themselves. That's ridiculous. A friend of mine, he's in his 50s, just says, hey, I was trying to meet him for, you know, some Italian food.
Right.
He goes, I can't meet you. I told a friend to help move furniture. I'm like,
why?
Are you out of your mind? Like 55 years old. Like, no.
Well, not only did I get them to move it from one place to the other, I got them to put it back together.
Yes. Yeah. That's what they do.
Do it all. Do it all. I even, you know, got the little pieces off the truck and moved them in for them, you know, just so they could hurry up. You know, it was not as
stressful,
as it was stressful as it was when I moved in. Because when I moved in, I made the mistake of doing it myself, along with some friends. But real friends don't ask friends to help them move. They hire people.
They do, seriously. not anymore.
That's what they do. So that's what I did this time around. So again, not as stressful, still trying to get things situated. What about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. I was in Florida, actually. Just went down for the week. Since we don't get too many three-day weekends, I decided to...
Oh, that's right. It was a 3-day.
Yeah, I had a ticket. Let me just go down. I had a ticket already. Like, why not just, you know, go spend time down there? It was hot, obviously, but nice. No rain.
I don't want to hear that hot stuff.
It was hot. It was hot.
You just meet me.
So that's about it. Just went down there, spent some time, just, it's still, you know, I'll be fixing up that house in the next 10 years. Needs a lot of work. But it's my house, so I don't mind.
That's good.
Yeah.
I went yesterday, Robbie and I went out to dinner. You ever been to a place called Charlie's Waterfront?
I was just there. I saw your post. I liked it. I was there like last Sunday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that. It's my second time there. Yeah. Someone told me it's actually my third time there. I don't remember going there with them 2 years ago, but okay. I've only been there a handful of times. Couple of few. Folks, if you haven't been there, it's right there at Turkey Point in Essex, off the water. It is magnificent.
It's great.
They could do a little bit better with the service, but it was magnificent. A little bit better, but the food is great.
They're busy, though.
Yeah, they're very busy.
That was my first time there.
They're actually understaffed, I thought they were.
Yeah, probably. Because they were busy when I was there. It was like full bar. You know, they were serving the restaurant, too. But I was... I told Celeste, she goes, what are you doing today? I said, I just want to find some water and have a drink and something to eat. That's all I want. Found that place.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm surprised you found that place. Well, you're over here now.
Yes.
So it's not as far. No, no. I guess downtown would have been closer if you were still living downtown.
You probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't care. I said, I'm going to go, you know, someplace, Dundalk, Essex, down that way. And then somebody recommended Charlie's.
Yeah. Had a elderly lady who wanted to dance. There's a lot of music there. And she kept trying to drag me out of my chair to dance. Ain't dancing. Ain't dancing with you. But we had a blast. Robbie had the...
macaroni and cheese.
Oh, he loved it. I asked him, can I taste some of it? He reluctantly allowed me to. They have Old Bay seasoning it.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. And not too much. It's not overbearing. Yeah. It's just a hint of Old Bay seasoning. It was good. Then he looked at me and said, you want some more, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, go ahead.
Maybe I'll go there today. It's going to be nice out.
Yeah, they open at 4:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just a dinner place. Yeah. Oh. No. This says opens.
Yeah, I was there early in the weekend.
4:30 Wednesday. So they're not open today?
Oh.
I'm looking at it now. It
a lot of restaurants are doing that now, man.
Close on Tuesday? I know a lot of restaurants close on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, they open on Monday because it's Memorial Day. I don't know a restaurant that closes on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there on a Sunday, so it was open for lunch.
Let me see. Yes, it says Tuesday closed. Wow.
Yeah.
But you know, they're normally closed, according to this, they're normally closed on Monday. So maybe they just opened yesterday.
For the holiday.
For the holiday, yeah. Which was smart, because a lot of people close. Memorial Day, to me, is not one of those holidays you close on, Ed. That's like the beginning of the summer. Why would you do?
And it's a huge day for if you have weather in your business.
Yeah.
Like for them. You know, waterfront bar, Memorial Day weekend.
Unofficial first day of summer.
Yeah.
Unofficially. I can't wait for the weather to get warmer. More rain in the forecast this week. What's going on, man?
It's the unofficial start of summer. Got in the car. It was 49 degrees this morning. Jeez. Like, that's not summer. It's like, it's cold. But it still was nice yesterday.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Someone hit me up on Facebook. I was telling you, said, well, now you can shave. I said, why? You won three in a row. Not against the same team. The conditions is a sweep.
That was the rule.
Yeah, it's got to be a sweep. Trust me. I would love to make that the rule, but I can't change the rules in the middle of the game as much as I'd love to.
Yeah.
Orioles did win three in a row. They looked horrible. And game number two in Boston. And we thought, man, this team has officially said goodbye to the 2025 season. Then all of a sudden, they scored some runs, had some great pitching, and now they won three games in a row.
Charlie Morton doesn't look terrible.
I said it before, Ed. Why is it nearly every pitcher at some point this season has improved, but we haven't seen that a lot from the hitting? Now, we're starting to see a little bit from the hitting. Namely, Carlson, all of a sudden, who's channeled his 2021 Dylan Carlson.
Yep.
Starting to hit the ball. So they now won three games in a row. Orioles, lots of talk about Andy Koska's article in the Baltimore Banner. We'll talk about that at 3:30. But on the other side, we're going to take a look at the weekend it was for the Baltimore Orioles up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club,
fan.
1-2. And that fastball is Jordan Walker's final reckoning today as the Orioles seal the deal on their first three-game win streak of the season.
And the Orioles, the first. Here we are. Yesterday was May 26th, and it's the first three-game winning streak of the season for the Baltimore Orioles. Do we count? A streak doesn't begin until three games, right? Two games is not a streak.
Not a streak.
It's just in a row.
Yeah.
So three the official count for a streak?
Yeah, I'd say that's the minimum, yeah, three.
Joe, you're smiling. Is three or you think it takes more than three?
Laughing is something else.
Okay, all right. I think it takes at least three. Three-game winning streak. Especially when you win those three games in consecutive days. No days off. First person I want to ask you about is, what's your take on Jackson Holliday right now?
I think Jackson has turned it around where he looks like he belongs in the major leagues now. I think last year, my opinion, he did not. He looked like he was overwhelmed by major league pitching, and now he doesn't.
Batting .267, OPS of .743, and it's going up. He's batting leadoff currently. He was 2-for-4 yesterday with an RBI and scored a run. And not only that, but he's starting to steal some bases as well. Steal bases be when you get on base. That's kind of the key. Yeah. Dylan Carlson also with a stolen base yesterday. Dylan Carlson went 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. Your thoughts on him?
Don't know yet. I mean, it's such a, you know, he's only at 34 at bats. So I don't really know what to think.
He's hot right now. And I was asked yesterday, someone said to me, well, man, what do you do with him when guys get back? You do what you're supposed to do. You thank him and tell him he served his role.
Yeah.
He's not your future. I mean, when Colton Cowser comes back, if everybody's healthy, hey, Dylan, you remember that stretch of 2 weeks you had for us that was pretty cool? Yeah. All right. See you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what you tell him.
I mean, that's realistic. I mean, you know, he may be good. I don't know.
Now, I
can't really tell yet.
I may be completely and utterly out of my mind on this, but Sanchez, Hanley, which one would you rather have?
Oh, boy. Honestly, I probably would rather have Hanley.
So I'm not completely out of my mind. So we both may be out of our minds.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just think he adds a little bit more behind the plate. I do.
Yeah.
I think he just adds a little bit more. I don't want either one of them long term, but if they're the stopgap for Baseo to come up,
yeah,
then I'd rather have him as the stopgap because he's more of a guy that looks like he's happy to be here.
He does. But I'd like to see Baseo.
Yeah. Yeah, soon. Until that happens, yeah. Until that happens, yeah. I'd rather see Hanley than Perez. Mm-hmm. Well, Sanchez, I'm sorry. 410-583-1057 is the number. Now, please, Ed, for the life of I can't explain what's going on with Charlie Morton. His arm slot looks a little bit different. His curveball looks ridiculous. And, you know, save a home run that he gave up yesterday, he would have, man, he looked almost masterful. Six innings, five strikeouts, two walks, only 86 pitches.
You just find this whole thing with him just so maddening. I mean, he looked so awful. He looked like he was completely done. And then all of a sudden, he looks really good.
And he kept telling us he still has it.
He did say that.
And we thought, dude, what is wrong with you? You don't have it. Are you watching film? You watching the same film we're watching? And he kept saying, I still have it, minus the results. And I'm thinking, well, it's about the results, man.
Yeah. You know, since he's leading the team in strikeouts.
Yes.
I find it so funny.
Remember he had like an 8 strikeout performance where he gave up 5 runs? It's like, Ed, I'm normally, seriously, at the end of the top of the fourth, when he walked off the mound, I folded my arms and sat back in my seat. Nah, man. No. He gave up the 2 runs in the fifth, and I'm thinking he's going to unravel now. And he got himself back together, finishes the inning, and comes out and pitches a clean sixth.
Yeah. I don't know what to think. I mean, we don't really have much choice in the matter right now, so I'll take it. Because there's really nothing else. There's not much you can do. And Sagano continues to hold the staff together.
Yes, he does.
So
can't figure it out right now. 410-583-1057. Benjamin in Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, good morning to y'all, fellas.
Good morning to you, man.
Show, as always. I wish Jeremy was here to defend it with me, but I'm not falling into that Charlie Morton trap. Not Charlie the tuna, not Morton fisherman. Sorry, Charlie. I'm not falling for it.
Benjamin, I'm going to say this. I'm not falling into the trap either, but if he can give us a couple of good starts, then I'm going to take it.
Yeah, he played yesterday against a 4A team. I mean, I looked at each team every time we play a series. I don't see an Aaron Judge. I don't see an Otani. I don't see a Mookie Betts. I don't see a Freddie Freeman. And then the all-star they got on their team, he's an Asian veteran.
Hold on, Benjamin. Today the Orioles are 19-34. The Cardinals are 30-24.
The Cardinals are.
What are you talking about?
Seriously.
What are you? They're 30-24, man. Yeah. They're 6 games over 500. What are you talking about? A 4A team?
They're a good team, but
they're not a 4. You said a 4A team. They're 30-24.
The people they had to face, even the guy Jordan Walker.
Hey, here's the slugging percentages that they're facing: 390, 414, 463, 388. Those are the first 4 batters. Those are the first 4. What do you mean? Come on, dude.
Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball. And Ohtani may be the best player in baseball.
So until they beat the Yankees and the Dodgers, they're not legit. Dude, you lost credibility when you called them a 418 and they're 6 games over 500 after yesterday's
3
loss.
3 games behind the Cubs.
Yeah, stop, man. Stop.
That ain't right.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear you sounds like you had a good vacation.
I did.
Sounds like Ed had a great weekend, so that's awesome. I just wanted to chime in. Man, what a difference a week makes.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're doing a good job, you know. I was one of the ones that was ready to give it up for the season, and hey, they proved me wrong. And just on a side note, man, how about those Ladies of Liberty upsetting the number 1 seed?
Yeah, that was a big win. I did see that. Watched a lot of college softball when I was away. And I gave you the slugging. Let me give you the on-base percentages of the first 5 hitters for the Cardinals yesterday. 344, 343, 390, 325, 442.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 418.
I'm not even going to judge. That's silly to even discuss. I mean, the Cardinals are good. They're a good team. That's a 30-win team. You want to hear the other 30-win teams? It's the Cubs, the Phillies, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Padres. They're right there with all these teams that are, you know, the the cream of the National League. So come on.
Let's go to White Plains and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, man, the Central, both Centrals is probably some of the toughest divisions in baseball, so I don't know what that guy's talking about, man. But as far as let me ask you a question, man. Do you think that that the general manager, man, you think his job is safe, man, or do you think he, at the end of the year, especially if the Orioles lose 100 games, he is fired?
I think you answered your question. Is he safe? The key is end of the year. Let's revisit this in September, and then I think we'll know the answer to that. If this team picks it up and turns it around, I think firing Brandon High was self-preservation, hoping that something would shake up. When you get rid of a guy in the clubhouse that's liked, it kind of sends a signal to people at times. But I think we don't know about the status of his job, Mike, until the end of the year. Still, it's a lot of baseball to be played.
Y'all guys have a good morning.
You too,
man.
A lot of baseball to be played, man. We haven't gotten to June yet.
Correct.
There's still four full months of baseball to be played. That's a lot of time.
Again, you know, people get hung up on the moment. If this happened in July, you'd be like, oh, what's going on with this? Because it happens in April and May, people, you know, jumping out windows.
Yeah.
I brought this up the other day. Like, you know, today's, what's that, 27? The 29th of May last year, the Mets were 11 games under 500. They ended up making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens.
Not only making the playoffs, didn't they go to NLCS?
Yes, they did. Yeah,
they just make the playoffs. They were one series away from the World Series.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, so it's again, four full months of baseball still to be played. So Elias's job being on the line, you're not getting rid of the general manager in the middle of the season. It's easier to get rid of the manager than the general manager in the middle of the season. I don't think right now, the answer to that question, to be determined.
We give out
shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Andy Koska's article about Hodge's dismissal. Very interesting article. Did you read it? If not, we'll give you some highlights of it and see what you think up next on The Fan. 6:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. 6:33 now. Great article in the Baltimore Banner from Andy Koska, who will be on this show at 8:30 about the firing and the things that took place before and after Brandon High was fired. And the frustrating thing about this article, Ed, is a lot of the speculation that fans had that even I tried to put away for them, this article answers those things and kind of tells them you're wrong.
Yeah.
But they're going to believe what they want to believe and not believe the quotes, the direct quotes from players. One of the things was people thought Brandon Hyde did not aggressively approach some issues with the team. And the article has is Andy Koska interviewed players on condition and anonymity. And one of them said in a meeting in Anaheim, he went after the hitters. And I'm paraphrasing it, saying we have a lot of first-round draft picks in this room and you're not playing like it.
Mm-hmm.
How does he not aggressively approach some of the issues when he called a meeting and called them out in front of their teammates?
The problem is people are going to believe what they want to believe no matter what people say. The players can support. I read the article. It's like, you know, they're very supportive. They felt terrible that they kind of let him down or cost him his job. And he took him on, and he did. He said exactly that according to the article. He said, all these first-round picks and you guys aren't acting like it or playing like it. They call out the hitters. But people are going to say, well, what are they going to say? Of course they're going to say that.
It's condition of anonymity.
It's just
nobody's going to find out who they were. You can speculate, and I know there's a lot of you. I bet he said this, I bet. Another thing was he lost the clubhouse. A fourth player said he was liked in the clubhouse. It wasn't like he was ostracized or he was over there and we were over here. Never lost the clubhouse.
Right.
It was never like we were alienated against him. He never lost the clubhouse. So let's take the body count. I told you he never lost the clubhouse. Andy Koska, who's writing this article, says he never lost the clubhouse. And more importantly, the players are telling you he never lost the clubhouse. There was so much more going on than and I think sometimes we want to just make it so simple. Oh, I know what's wrong. What? Hodge lost the clubhouse. The player's telling you he didn't. He didn't. And if you don't believe what's in the article, it's because you don't want to believe what's in the article because it goes against what you believed before you were given direct information from players. And I felt a little vindicated because it was everything that I was telling people all along. And Andy was able to interview the players without telling who they were and get those direct quotes from them. So come reading that article, Ed, what do you think the problem was? If it wasn't Hyde, what do you think the issue was?
I don't know. The players weren't playing. I mean, they liked him. Sounds like they feel guilty he got fired. They knew they were going to according to what I read, they said they felt they were going to cost him his job. They said they knew someone had to go, and they're just not playing. They weren't playing. I don't know what caused it. I mean, everyone's always looking for a cause. I don't know what caused it. Apparently no one does because the experts down at the yard, they can't fix it. I don't know what caused it. But they certainly weren't playing up to their level. And unfortunately, they weren't playing at once, except like O'Hearn, who was having, you know, an MVP season. Fifth in the majors in batting average right now.
Unreal.
It's unreal.
Yeah, he's having one great season, no doubt about that. Now, early in the article, it talked about not having a lot of support and help going out and getting that. To me, if that's written, and again, we're going to have Andy Koska on it at 8:30. If I'm writing the fact that you didn't add anything in any pieces, you think maybe some of the players kind of mentioned, well, one of the problems is they didn't add any players or any pieces. You think that was kind of mentioned by the players?
It was actually in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the article that they was another, you know, anonymous player said, thought he could have done more, you know, in the offseason, free agency and stuff, yeah. That was mentioned. Didn't give them the pieces they needed. Still didn't excuse all these guys for betting, you know, around 200. So,
let me throw out a player for you. It doesn't give them any excuses, and I agree. It, we don't need excuses. We need ball players. But in the offseason, there was a player that Jeremy and I thought the Orioles were going to kick the tires on, and then we realized they probably wasn't. They weren't. 2 years ago, in 2023, this player batted 268, had an on-base percentage, really good on-base percentage of 363. Last year, this player batted 245, on-base percentage of 302. This year, 53 games, he's batting 345, on-base percentage of 400, and the OPS almost 900. That player is Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
What changed being in a lineup with Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
I think sometimes adding players does help other players around.
Yeah, protection.
And I'm not saying Aaron Judge is better because of Goldschmidt. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Goldschmidt got into a lineup where he had other people around him. I think, and I said it to you before, I think what the Orioles are missing is that veteran hitter who's been there before. I think you put that guy, some guys, Ed, when you put them in the middle of the order, they change two batters in front of them, they change two batters behind them. You change the two batters before them because you're thinking, I can't put these two guys on with this guy coming up.
Well, look at Juan Soto.
Yeah.
He lost these guys. He didn't have Aaron Judge anymore protecting him.
Some guys are just... You know, they make a difference when you put them in your lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, sometimes you got to go out there and go get those guys. And you're right, Soto right now, OPS 771, but his career OPS is 943.
Mm-hmm.
771 is good for mortals. It's not good for
it's
Juan
good.
Soto.
His on-base percentage is good.
But it's not Juan Soto.
It's not Juan Soto.
361 on-base percentage, that's good.
Yeah.
But his career on-base percentage is 418. You know, sometimes you put these guys in your order, and it changes everything. It turns the lineup around. It flips the lineup. And I just think the Orioles did not do enough to go out and try to get a guy that could help influence the lineup. And I think, you know, maybe that's some of the murmuring that's going on right now in the clubhouse. 410-583-1057 is the number. NBA playoff recap at 7:15, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Hyde reportedly said that other teams in the league viewed the Orioles as soft. Would you agree? And is that mentally or physically? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan. Good one, Joe. What a fool believes. 6:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. And we're talking about the article in the Baltimore Banner by our friend Andy Koska, who will be on the show at 8:30 to talk about this article as well. And Andy had a lot of sources who did not want their names mentioned in the article. I don't blame them. Someone said, a friend of mine said to me, they thought the players were happy that Hyde left because when they were interviewed before the game, Saturday, after he was fired, there was no emotion and nobody ever defended him or said anything. And I had to point out, they're employees. They're employees. And I asked him, I said, if your manager at your job is fired and I put a camera and a microphone in your face, what are you going to say? You're going to say the things that are supposed to be said because you are still an employee. Now, when I can speak directly and not have my name out there, now I'm going to say different things. One of the things that said in this article, six sources who spoke to on the team meeting in Anaheim said Hyde paid special attention in his attempt to revive a slumping lineup. He called for more energy. Many of you said the team needs more energy. He called for more energy, especially when trailing in games. Many of you pointed that out as well. And one source said Hyde went so far as to insinuate that the league had begun to think the Orioles were soft. Now, Ed, when you look at more energy, especially trailing, when you're trailing, that to me, he's insinuating a mental soft, not a physical soft.
Yeah, yeah. I think a little of both, but I think mentally soft for sure, which is not a good thing at all.
It's worse than physically.
It's terrible.
It really is. You can lift weights.
Terrible, yeah. yeah, and it sounds like exactly that. And for him to say that, that's a real damning comment, man. That your peers think you're soft. Like, ugh.
And I'm hoping at least, if nothing, those of you who thought Brandon Hyde didn't approach anything and let everything go, I'm hoping this article at least tells you that wasn't the case. Because players are telling you all the meetings that took place, even the one after being destroyed by the Washington Nationals. He called another meeting. So I'm hoping that kind of changes things.
I'm looking forward to talking to Andy later because I want to hear because the article was great. If you haven't read it, you really should. It's thorough.
Yeah, it is.
It's really thorough.
He did a great job. I think Andy does a great job all the time. You got some text over there for us, Joseph?
Yeah. Good S, Hyde. Sucks it didn't work out here, but he'll be managing somewhere else in the upcoming years.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Good. Like, as in, like, I got I'm you. Glad that he said something to them. I got you. He'll have
no
the
doubt.
Job.
Yeah. No doubt. I didn't know where that was going. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you, sir.
That's your Georgia vacation, man.
I did.
All right. Hey, so y'all was talking about, you know, like, the lack of veterans, you know, leaderships, you know, and you know, I mean, you think about it. They trade away Santana last year, Hayes, Corbin Burns, and, like, all the veterans, you know, they got on the team now. He's not really stepping up. I mean, with Tyler O'Neill, I mean, he can't step up because he always hurt. And it was a guy you talked about, Rob. You've been talking about all season, Alex Bregman, that you went to the
Alex Bregman, right? Yeah.
Bregman, my bad. Bregman, right? So you think that would have made a big difference?
Huge difference. Alex Bregman is a difference maker in your lineup. I mean, if you put Alex Bregman batting third, for instance, the two guys in front of him are going to eat more because of Alex Bregman. Maybe the guy behind him, but he's at least going to impact the two guys in front of him. You're careful in how you pitch to Alex Bregman, Rashawn. So when you have guys in the lineup that you're careful about, you start planning for them and thinking about them before you get to them. Because you don't want anybody on base. So you're already thinking about them before they even get in the batter's box. That's the guy. You said the key. I love what you said. The veterans they brought in aren't stepping up. Well, it's hard to ask a man to do something that he's never done. When have they done that in games that matter? That's my point. That was my point last year, the trade deadline. That's my point now. You got to bring in a veteran who's been there, done that. You got to bring in a veteran who says, this is my DNA. In my opinion, as a hitter, the Orioles have not done that. They've not brought in that guy who says, I've been here. This is my DNA. Not as a hitter. Zach Eflin is the closest pitcher that they brought in.
Yeah.
Midseason, that is. Zach Eflin has been there before in the postseason. But who's the hitter?
No, because, you know, Hearn, he never had that history.
No.
He's having a season of his life. He's having a career year this year.
He was brought in at the beginning of the season. He was acquired for cash considerations. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they don't have that guy.
I know Cash hopes he just stop getting traded all the time. He's always traded, that dude, Cash. You got some more texts over there for us, Joseph?
The fan base has always been unwilling to blame any one of the players for the season's failings. It's always Elias or Hyde who are responsible. I'm glad it was addressed internally. They have been soft.
Yeah, I will say this. You know, we talk about a lot of things that are said that I think are ridiculous by our listeners, but the one thing that our listeners have been on is they've called them soft. And they've been calling them soft all year long and saying no energy all year long. They've been on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, they have been. That's the one thing I got to say that's been consistent where people talk about no clubhouse leader, soft, you know. Who do they miss? They miss the tough guys on the team. They do. McCann, Santander. Yeah. These are the guys that the fans miss and the callers miss, and now look.
And I asked this question to you all a month ago. I know what McCann brings statistically, but what does any backup catcher bring statistically? Right. What do the backup catchers now bring in statistically? Yeah. What does our starting catcher bring right now statistically? But you got to have a tough guy in there. And I don't mean a tough guy that's threatening to beat everybody up. James McCann was a tough guy. He was.
He was.
He was mentally tough. He wasn't soft. That's for damn sure.
Got his face broken.
95-mile-an-hour fastball to the face.
In the face.
Yeah. So, I mean, I said it before. I don't know. Whatever he brought to the clubhouse, my question is, how important was it? And I've talked to players who said it was extremely important. Well, my next question is, who replaces it? I think the toughness that we talk about was more McCann than Santander, to be honest with you. Santander was the leader, no doubt about it.
No doubt in my mind.
He was the swagger, but the toughness.
McCann was the guy, yes, 100%.
Santander was that swagger, you know what I mean? That, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, he's that guy, you know, but the toughness on the team was McCann. Let's go to Wayne and Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How you guys doing?
Good morning, all right. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, man. One thing that's worrying me, now, I didn't really find a Hyde. I wasn't really
a fan of that, getting rid of Hyde. Unless you're going to bring somebody in there, it's going to be better. I think they should probably let him off the face of Europe. But I will say it was one thing. What was starting to worry me is just watching the decisions by Mantolino. If we do come back and we get a rotation, guys get healthy, there was a lot of things this weekend that I've seen, and I was like, what
the heck is that? Why are you pitching? Why?
To Devers?
Why are you pitching to that guy, man?
Right. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand. And then you got – and then there were so many situations. You got top of the ninth, I think it was. Mano second. It's one out, you know, or two outs. You got Hanley up, and you got Rushman at the DH, and you let Hanley bat with two outs, and he strikes out. Like, I don't understand the decision-making, like – you know, just all weekend. It was just things that doesn't make sense.
You mean you had Rushman as a pinch hitter, you mean?
Well, you could have brought...
You talking about yesterday?
Rushman was a DH. Okay. You could have brought Mountcastle.
What day was this?
Holiday,
what day was this?
You just moved to Rushman. This is Saturday, the first game.
Okay, Saturday. Okay, all right. Okay. So you're saying just... You could... I got you. You could lose your pitcher in the ninth inning, just move Rushman behind the plate, and just pinch it later on for the pitcher spot. I got what you're saying. Thanks a lot for the call, man. 410-583-1057. Kim McCusick joins us at 8. Andy Koska joins us to talk about the article that we just highlighted. But on the other side, giving out shovels, Ed. Who gets your shovel?
Yeah, a fan base that has unseated Philly as the meanest in the country.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. I swear to you, I almost forgot the number. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.